Blog Talk Radio.
That's it, we're about to go out with a bang. Y'all ready? Hands up, real quick.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, he's intentional, never failing, all things are
working for my good,
he's intentional,
intentional,
hey, and he's never failing, all things are working for my good.
is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, May 28th, 2023. Now, I am Apostle Shalene Cook, and I am blessed to be the watchman on the wall, but I am also very blessed to be joined by some very anointed servant leaders in the persons of Bishop Lester Carver, hallelujah, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and Pastor Vanessa Carver are all joining me this morning. And I want to thank God for every listener that is in the studio this morning. You need to know that we love you and we appreciate you tuning in week after week, because without you, there couldn't be a us. So on behalf of all of us, we want to welcome you to this morning's service. Won't you bow with me now as we open in prayer? Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with praise on our lips, Lord God, because you are great and greatly to be praised. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would enter into this worship service, Lord. Allow, just let your Holy Spirit reign, Father God. Have your way. Receive our worship. Receive our praise, O God, because we come to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we pray for every listener this morning. We pray, God, that they will be edified, that they will be equipped, that they will be discipled, Lord, in a way that they will go out and share your holy word with others. And Lord, if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, we pray that today would be the day that they would make you their Lord and their Savior. Lord, we just praise you and thank you for who you are. Bless Apostle Zeta, Father God, as she continue to pour into her, as she pours into your people this morning. Bless every servant leader that will speak. Hallelujah. Prepare the hearts of the listeners to receive, Lord God. And we praise you in advance for those who will be saved, those who will return to the flock. So we pray it all in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hey, back off, big man. I may work with the chicks, but not with me.
My Lord. That was Pastor Al Green and Annie Lennox reminding us to put a little love in our hearts this morning. Hallelujah. Right now, I am so blessed and so happy that to announce that our beloved Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell is back on her post this morning. She has been missed. And this is just a living example that prayer changes things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is now time for the meditational reading by Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. And as always, she will be reading to you from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince. So please, my brothers and sisters, you can now retrieve your Bibles, but give your undivided attention to the mother of this assembly. Hallelujah. Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle Cook. Good morning, everyone, again. And I thank God that I'm able to be here this morning. I miss being at my post. I will tell
Hallelujah.
You that.
Amen.
And I thank God that I'm here today, and I love each and every one of you, no matter how near or how far you are. Our meditational reading for this morning is entitled, Jesus, High Priesthood is Forever. We'll be looking at Hebrews 6 and 20. Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Jesus is our high priest forever. The forever aspect changes the way we are blessed and how we receive our blessings from God. As our high priest, Jesus represents us before God. Since his high priest is after the order of Melchizedek, which is one of righteousness, his righteousness becomes our righteousness forever. This means that we are forever righteous in God's eyes. And because Jesus will never die, but continue as our high priest forever, we have an everlasting righteousness, not merely a here today, gone tomorrow righteousness based on our works. No. We have a perpetual and everlasting righteousness because Jesus is our high priest forever. This also means that blessings are perpetually on our head because the Bible says that blessings are on the head of the righteous. And you can read about that in Proverbs 10 and 6. And you are righteous forever. Unlike the priesthood according to the Levitical order, which blesses as well as curses, the priesthood of Jesus according to the Melchizedek order only blesses. There is no cursing, only blessing, always and forever. And because Jesus is our high priest forever, the blessings do not come to us in intermittent drips, but streams into our lives in a never-ending flow because he is our high priest, can never stop his blessings. By being our high priest forever, Jesus also touches the blessings that he gives us with a forever effect. He touches our lives and we have eternal life. He touches our ministry and it impacts and its impact becomes eternal. And the more we see his priesthood as having a forever effect, the more permanent our healing and prosperity will be. Surely there is nothing temporal about what Jesus, our high priest, does. It is not a case of blessed today and cursed tomorrow. The blessings we receive are sure and steadfast because Jesus is our high priest today. Tomorrow, our high priest changes how you are blessed forever. May God add blessings and favor upon the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his awesome and holy thought for the day? God's blessings are sure and steadfast because Jesus is our high priest today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen and praise God.
I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down, and how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah. I created you. And if not us,
to God. It is now prayer time once again here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And we want you to know, hallelujah, that when we pray here, we pray expecting, trusting, and believing that God will do exactly what he says he'll do. Hallelujah. We pray until something happens. Hallelujah. Because we know that God has said, hallelujah, if we abide in him, abides in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. So won't you now bow your hearts with me as we go to the throne of grace. And this is a time when we take our petitions, our supplications, our intercession for our brothers and sisters all over this world. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Oh, Most High, we come this morning just praising your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for being Abba, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our sustainer, our keeper, our provider, our protector, Father God. We thank you, hallelujah, not just for what you do, but we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Father God, that you give us a joy that strengthens us to do what you would have us to do. Now, Lord God, we want you to first and foremost search us. And if we've done anything, Father, that is not of you, we repent right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will stand up in us in a way that we will turn from that and never return. Because, God, we don't want anything to separate us from you.
Yes.
Now, Lord God, we come this morning, hallelujah, just asking that you would continue to bless the sick and the shut-in. Because we know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are able to heal in mind, body, and spirit, Father God. You, Father God, are able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can even think or imagine. Now, Lord, we ask that you just give them a touch. Pour out your balm of Gilead upon them this morning. Strengthen them, Lord, in their innermost so they can praise you to their utmost. And, Lord, we come this morning praying for those who are homeless, those who are hapless, those who are hurting. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus that they would run to you to be their shelter. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we pray this morning that they will look to the hills from which cometh their help, Lord God. We pray this morning that they would allow you, Lord God, to speak directly to their hearts and let them know that you have not forsaken or forgotten them. And, Lord, we pray for those who are oppressed this morning. We pray for those governments. We pray, Lord God, for those governments to sit up on your shoulders. We know that you don't miss anything, Lord, and you are in control of everything, and you are able to shut it down or build it up, Father God. We pray, Lord God, for leaders that are truly called by your name, that would stand up, Father God, and do the right thing for the right reasons, Father God. They're supposed to be of the people, and we are your people, Lord God. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they would allow you to speak to their hearts, that they would allow you to speak to their minds, that they would allow you to enter into their spirit, Lord God, so that they might do what they were called to do. Lord God, we know that although this world looks crazy, we know, Father God, although there's killing and murders and haplessness and hurting, we know, Lord God, that you are still in control. We know that we are at war, Father God. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you help every blood-washed believer stand up, get in their place, Lord God, and do what you have called them to do. This is not a party. This is not a clique. This is not an association. We are the body of Christ. We are at war, Lord God. Let them understand that. Let us begin to pray without ceasing, Father God. Let us begin to walk in righteousness so people can see who you are. Let us begin, Lord God, to have that kind of love that will cause us to reach out and bless somebody. Let your spirit arise in us in a way, Father God, that we, Lord God, will profess your holy word. It will bubble out of us like a babbling brook, Father God. Let us have the kind of spirit, Lord God, that would allow us, Lord God, to run and tell somebody about you.
Yes, Jesus.
To do things, Lord God, according to your holy word, not for form or fashion, not for fame or fortune, but to bless and glorify you, Lord God. This morning, Lord, I pray for every servant leader that's standing in the pulpit. I pray against every agenda I pray against pride, Lord God. I pray that they would let themselves go and allow your spirit to enter in so they can pour into your people in a way that they will be edified, in a way that they will be equipped, in a way that they too will be discipled, Lord God. We can only do as good as the leaders. So, Lord, I ask that they would allow you to pour into them so that they can truly minister and shepherd others, Lord God.
Yes.
We are called to serve you and not to be served.
Amen.
We are called, Lord God, to shepherd. We are your under-shepherds.
Yes.
And, Lord, I pray for all of those pastors that have made you a business. I pray that their heart will be convicted and they will turn, they will repent and turn back to the calling to which you gave them.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters all over this world that are going through so many things that we don't even hear about. But we know that you sit high and you look low. And there is nothing too hard for you.
No.
There is nothing impossible with you. You can do all things but fail.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Nothing can prevail against your will.
Lord,
not even the gates of hell. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you this morning.
Yes.
We praise your holy name. And we just want to serve you with all that is within us, Lord. We just want to worship you with all that is within us, Lord. We just want to bless people all over this world, Father God. Hallelujah. We want to continue to show them what unity is. We want to continue, Lord, to show them what love is. We want to continue to show them who Jesus is. I want to praise you, Father God, for every servant leader that is present and not present in the Spirit Alive family. I want to thank you for their faithfulness, Father God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for their desire, for just their desire for others to know you in the pardon of their sin. And I thank you, Lord, that they're willing to go deeper. They don't just scratch the surface, Lord. They go deep. And I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for their gift. I want to thank you for their wisdom. I want to thank you for their faithfulness. I want to thank you, Lord, that they bring joy. I want to thank you, Lord, that they're not ashamed to speak the truth in love. I want to thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that everything they do gives glory to you. So bless Bishop Lester. Hallelujah. Bless Mother Mitchell. Bless Apostle Zeta. Hallelujah. Please bless Pastor Vanessa. Thank you, Jesus. Bless Minister King. Bless all our faithful listeners, Father God. Hallelujah. You said you are a rewarder of those that are obedient. Lord, I thank you for continuing to bless this ministry and continuing to allow it to go forth. And thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing for me because I don't take any of it for granted. Lord, I thank you for every provision. I thank you for every loving kindness. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for the gift, Lord God, of these mighty servant leaders. I thank you, Lord, for everything. And I just want to give you all the honor and the glory and the praise. And it is in Jesus' holy name I pray. Lord, continue to bless Apostle Zeta once again. I just want you to fill her like you always do, Lord. And she will bring it in her own way according to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to magnify you. And I pray it all in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was riding with the campus pastor at that time and his wife, and I was sitting in the back seat, and as we were going through the city, we passed a bar, and all of a sudden, a fight broke out, and we kept riding, and one of the persons in the car remarks, "Oh, that's a shame. They in there fighting. They ought to be in church." And I thought that, and I said, "But who's going to tell them Jesus loves them? Who's going to tell them there's a better way? Who's going to warn them other things coming on them so God can turn their nights today?" I'm going to say it again. Who's going to tell him that Jesus that loves him, who's gonna tell him there's a better way? Who's gonna warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their night to day? Somebody's gotta warn them. Somebody's gotta tell them. Would you help me say somebody? So I want to ask you, wherever you are, who's going to tell
them? Who's going to tell
them?
Jesus.
Who's going to tell them? There's a better way. Say with me, somebody gotta warn them.
Somebody's gotta warn them.
Somebody gotta tell them.
Somebody's gotta tell them.
So I need some volunteers to raise your hand, raise your heart and say, I'm gonna tell them.
I'm gonna tell them.
Jesus loves
them.
I'm gonna tell them.
There's a better way.
Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. Hallelujah. And she is a faithful servant of the Most High God. And I just want you to retrieve your Bibles, get something to write with, and to write on and receive the mighty woman of God with this morning's message, Apostle Zeta Flowers.
Praise God. God bless you, each and everyone. I'm coming before you this morning and going to be sharing and talking about the life of a servant. Praise God. Hallelujah. And knowing that we are created for God's glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go into a brief word of prayer, and then I'm going to go on forth with the message. Father God, I come to you this morning thanking you most of all for allowing me the privilege not only to bring forth the message, but also the privilege that you have given me to be a servant, because indeed it is a privilege. Hallelujah.
Yes, to serve
you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And also in serving you, learning how to serve mankind.
Yes.
I thank you for it this morning. And Father God, I pray that you will word my mouth this morning, that I will share only what you have given me to share this morning, that it will touch, it will enlighten, and it will motivate and do what it is sent out to do. In Jesus' name, we know that your word does not come back void, but it does go out and accomplish what you would have it to do.
Yeah.
And so that's what I ask of you this morning. I ask, Lord, that you would forgive me of anything, hallelujah, that might be settled in me, hallelujah, that would be displeasing to you. I ask your forgiveness this morning in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you all. I have much to share, but I'm condensing it as I go along. Amen. Hallelujah. It is a privilege to be a servant. Hallelujah. And to have a life of being a servant. Praise God. And we get anyway, it'll come to me. But anyway, we learn how to be a servant by just knowing Jesus and acknowledging what he has done, acknowledging what he did, hallelujah, on earth, and acknowledging the pattern that is set before us by him, hallelujah, as being a servant. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to share a little bit before I get into, because in serving God or being a servant to him and for others, we need to seek God. Well, we first need to know God for ourselves. We need to have accepted him, hallelujah, as our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
We also to seek God for ourselves. So I'm going to just share a little bit on that and reflect on seeking God. In seeking God, we find out what he is like. And that's through examining God's word in depth and allowing it to give us a more understanding of who God is and how he relates to his creation. It also will help us to fellowship with him intimately, which we all need, and that's spending time alone with God, hallelujah, taking out quality time, letting everything else be put aside for whatever that time is and spending that time alone with God and just basking in his presence, feeling his presence, hallelujah. If we do that, we certainly will feel his presence. And this is what I call quality time. And being consistent with it. Hallelujah. Being alone with God, not allowing anything to interfere or disrupt. And just being quiet before him, saying nothing, but waiting to hear from him. And when we take out that special time, that time should not be rushed or hurried, but just being there. Hallelujah. Knowing that he is there with you. Hallelujah. And then in seeking him, we begin to follow him more closely. And the more that we allow the Holy Spirit to work his word into our hearts, the more we will want to obey and please our Heavenly Fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But we have to make the decision in order to pursue these things. Hallelujah. Do I really want to seek God? Hallelujah. You know, do I really want that? And if we really love God the way that many of us say we do, hallelujah, we should want that. Hallelujah. We want to know him better and love him more and more each day. And also to know that we need to be solely dependent on him. And when we, the more we spend time with him and follow him, the Holy Spirit leads us, then we are more apt to turn to him for our help when we have need.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that is why it is so important that we not only know him, but that we seek him. Hallelujah. Just because we know him doesn't mean that we know all about him. This is a journey that we're on.
Yes.
Continue to walk with God on this journey. Hallelujah. We're going to know more and more about him. Hallelujah. And our lives are going to continue to change because we have not arrived. Hallelujah. We're yet on our journey. And I thank God for it. I think that I'm on a journey with him. Hallelujah. Not without him. I would not want to be on the journey without him. Hallelujah. Because it's so important. Hallelujah. That I know the way. And if I allow him to lead me, hallelujah, I will always know the way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because he leads me in an everlasting way. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that's why every now and then I find myself saying, search me, O God, and know my heart, and you lead me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he will. Hallelujah. He will. And we must guard our hearts as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 4:13 tells us, it says, I am he who searches the minds and the hearts. Hallelujah. All things are open. Hallelujah. And laid bare to his eyes. He sees all. He knows all about us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We can't even try to fool God. Hallelujah. Because he knows all about us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And Proverbs 4:23 says, it admonishes us to keep watch over our heart because it holds our treasures. And in it is potential for good and evil. So that's why we have to guard it. Hallelujah. So that we continue to stay in right standing with our God. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. The life of a servant. We are created for God's glory. We truly are created for his glory. Thank you, Jesus. I'm looking for something. All right. In order to be a faithful servant is to be a devoted and a helpful follower. So we must follow Jesus. And to be humble, very important that we be humble before God. And God won't have to humble us, praise God, but that we will be humble before him. Hallelujah. And be ready to help meet the needs of other people and to know that it is not about money or reward, but we must be heart-driven. In other words, have some passion. Be passionate about the things that God has called us to do. And if we're passionate enough, hallelujah, it will drive us to vision. And the vision, hallelujah, comes from God. Hallelujah. And as he gives us vision, then we will be able to see, hallelujah, where he's leading us and who he's leading us to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we must be heart-driven, like Christ. We must be so in tune to God that when we are nudged or inspired by the Holy Spirit, we must act then and not put off or decide to act when we feel like it. Praise God. Or when we are prompted. Other words, when we are prompted to obey God, we must realize it is not about us, but it's about carrying out God's plan and purpose, which has a great deal to do with our destiny. Hallelujah. And I think that so often we forget that it has to do with our destiny, God's plan and his purpose. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we must carry out his plans. Hallelujah. His purpose for the sake of others. Hallelujah. Which puts us in the place of it being for the sake of Christ. And when we have the love of Christ in us, we should not have a problem in fulfilling his plan. Hallelujah. Because his love is already planted in us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Which should cause us to be motivated to do his will. Hallelujah. So that his glory will shine forth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And keeping in mind that in our seed planting, hallelujah, a harvest will come forth. Praise God. So every time we plant a seed, hallelujah, in our mind, in our own vision, we should be seeing a harvest coming forth.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And that's simply believing God. The kingdom of God, hallelujah, because we're doing this actually, hallelujah, for the kingdom of God. God gives us the vision because without it, the people will perish.
Yes.
So we need to have a great understanding about that, hallelujah, that if we don't carry out our God's will, hallelujah, then somebody is apt to perish.
Mm-hmm.
And the word of the Lord tells us that where there is no vision,
the people
perish. Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We know it's God's will, but not any perish.
Yes.
Is that our will? Hallelujah. Certainly should be. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The psalmist. David cried out to God many times, hallelujah, because he loved the word of God and lived by it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Psalm 119 right now, where it says, hallelujah, where it says that, I'm coming to it.
Take your time, Apostle. It's all right.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Verse 140 and verse 142. Verse 140 says, thy word is very pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. Hallelujah. And like David, we should love God's word. Hallelujah. He sees his word as being very pure. And then he goes on to say, therefore thy servant loveth it, because it is pure. And verse 142 says, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And thy law is the truth. God's righteousness is everlasting. Hallelujah. There is no ending, hallelujah, to his righteousness. Hallelujah. So therefore, we want to walk in his righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. As Christians, our believers in Christ, as we call ourselves, we are called to be servants of the kingdom of God and for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Called to be servants of the kingdom. And for the kingdom. This is our job. This is our responsibility. It is our Christian calling, and it must be fulfilled. A true servant is selfless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
A true servant will put God first and will be absolutely obedient to God. And as we're obedient to God, we are approved by him. Amen.
We're
approved because we're being obedient, because we're doing what he's telling us to do.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Servanthood is indeed a blessing. And so often we don't see servanthood as a blessing. Hallelujah. I know in my past, thank God it was way past, I got much better in knowing what it means. You know, some of us, and including myself, had a tendency to look down or to feel that somebody might be beneath. And that is so wrong. So wrong. Hallelujah. Servanthood is a blessing. And it's greatly beneficial. We are to be motivated by the very grace that is ours, hallelujah, our gift from God, hallelujah, that grace that's been given needs to be displayed, hallelujah, through us. And we must realize also that it is a great privilege to serve, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing to serve. Hallelujah. And it's definitely not to be looked down on, servanthood.
Mm-hmm.
But be thankful that we can serve and make a difference. Being faithful, we must be faithful, and we must be accountable. We must be flexible.
Yeah.
We must be loving. Caring, very passionate, hallelujah. And if we're passionate enough, hallelujah, we're going to move with compassion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
just
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, the Lord says that he moves with compassion. Hallelujah.
Yes,
are we moving with compassion? We should be. Hallelujah. Moving with compassion. Hallelujah. Now, in the gospel, we see Jesus as a servant. He washed feet.
Yes.
He touched the untouchables. He took out time and spent time with those that others would have passed up. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He was so passionate that he saw Zacchaeus up in the tree. He was not going to pass him by in spite of his lifestyle at the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus even went home with him, okay?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Talk about being passionate and moving with compassion. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And just knowing the things that Jesus did, hallelujah, this should help us to be more like him or want to be more like him and serve like him and lay our lives down for the sake of others. And also knowing that it's for Christ's sake. What we do for others, we're doing for him. Hallelujah. We are his masterpiece. He has called us to be that. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he wants us to be that good servant. So that in the end, we can hear that well done servant, okay? That that will be spoken to us.
Yes, ma'am.
And not, I never knew you.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
My Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. He is our good and faithful servant.
Yes,
so we must be we must be good and faithful servants as well. Praise
yes,
God.
Ma'am.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We have been called to do these things by God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He has given us specific assignments. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we are under a larger umbrella of the great commandment. Hallelujah, and the Great Commission, hallelujah, which we have been called to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we must have our purpose must be fueled by passion. Hallelujah. Nothing should matter more than that. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's real. That's real. Real talk.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, in our serving, hallelujah, we're not always serving outside, although the Lord does want us to come outside of the four walls and serve. Hallelujah. It's so important. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because if we don't go, hallelujah, and plant, there won't be a harvest. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We as I said earlier, we are created for God's will. We're created for his pleasure. Hallelujah. So we need to be wanting to fulfill our God-given purpose in whatever way that we can, whatever way that he leads us to. Now, also, we must realize we have been formed for God's family. God has purposed that we also be involved in intimate fellowship with a local group of believers, such as a church, such as a broadcast, such as a Bible study group, for the caring and the learning and support of others.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we were created to become like Christ. He desires that every Christian be involved in the process of discipleship. Hallelujah. Not just servant leaders. Hallelujah. And those that we call pastors and apostles and so on, everyone in the fivefold ministry. Hallelujah. But everyone, hallelujah, everyone has been created to become Christ-like. Praise God. Hallelujah. And be involved in the process of discipleship. And as we go along, growing stronger and more mature. Hallelujah. As our life and the seasons and circumstances go on. We also are shaped for serving God. Hallelujah. And really understanding and knowing that in our serving others, we're serving God. Praise God. Even in our workplace. Hallelujah. In our workplace where we are employed, we are to serve our employer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In a Christ-like manner. Hallelujah. So that they can see the Christ in us. And also we're performing the duty there that we're called to do as well. Hallelujah. For Christ's sake. Thank you, Jesus. And in doing so, we're using our spiritual gifts, hallelujah, to build up and also to help others, hallelujah, not just Christians, but them as well, hallelujah. And then also we need to know that we were made for a mission. It is God's design that every believer be involved in evangelism, sharing the good news about Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And also to realize that everyone is different, and so our approach is going to be somewhat different, hallelujah.
Well,
but God is going to lead us if we allow, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit to lead us. Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of us are going to look different. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So just knowing that, God knows us. He knows our personalities, and he knows how we approach. Hallelujah. He knows what we do because he knows all about us. So he's going to use us individually, so, hallelujah, as best for the purpose that he calls us to.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. But we have to be willing and obedient, hallelujah, for all of this good to come about. Hallelujah. We have to put ourselves in a certain place under God, hallelujah, so that he can lead us, so that we can be those good and faithful servants that he wants us to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And our purpose, or the purpose that God has called us to, relates also to our values, our unique abilities, our specific callings, and our deepest passions. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we are created, no matter what our background has been, no matter what we did in the past, hallelujah, we are new creations in Christ Jesus. So he has brought about change in our lives, and he knows the changes that he has made, hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
He knows about the changes that we have allowed him to transform, hallelujah, in us and through us, hallelujah, by his mercy, hallelujah, and by his grace. Hallelujah. He has brought us to a place where he can use us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the purpose, the God-given purpose, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever it is, he calls us to do it passionately. Hallelujah. Not just looking at it as a duty or just a command, but knowing that we're doing it for his will and for his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the more that we understand and the more we stay connected to God, the more we will understand. Hallelujah. And the more we stay in his word and hallelujah, we will know more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We'll know all that we need to know. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the more we learn about him and the more we allow him to direct us, hallelujah, the more passion we will have to live out that purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, I want to get to some scripture. And 1 second here.
That's all right. Hallelujah.
Okay, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. God gives us his power. Hallelujah. We know that for certain because we have no power. And what power we think we have, we can't operate in our own anyway. We need to be driven, hallelujah, by the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah. And that's through the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And we know that the Holy Spirit is a person, God. He's not just simply a force or a power. Also, he is that as well. Praise God. But I'm talking about the Trinity. The Trinity, hallelujah, does include the Holy Spirit. Father, the Father, hallelujah. And Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are all one, hallelujah. We have three in one. Praise God, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when God first created mankind, he said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Hallelujah. Okay. That lets us know that Jesus was there in the beginning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And on the night before the crucifixion, Jesus told the disciples that the Father would send them a helper. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that he would be with them forever. According to John 14th chapter, the 16th and the 17th verses, praise God. Even though the Lord would no longer be physically present, he wasn't going to leave us, hallelujah, like orphans, praise God. He promised to come to us through the presence of his Holy Spirit, praise God. And because of the crucifixion, today the Spirit, hallelujah, our Holy Spirit is our leader, guide, teacher, and comforter. His presence in us means that we are God's children and that God has upheld his promise to always be with us. So no matter what, when we're doing God's will, when we're out doing his will or doing his will in the church or whatever ministry he has you connected with, praise God. We're doing his will, but we're not doing it by ourselves. God is with us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And knowing God's word will help us. Thank God. Hallelujah. And cause us to act and to operate in godly wisdom. We need his wisdom. Praise God. And we can ask God for his wisdom. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And preparing this message, I was really thinking about, of course, Jesus as being our greatest example of being a servant, but also some other servants in the Bible, also such as Nehemiah and others. I think about Moses and being a servant of God. Others, yes. Hallelujah, that God called to be his servant. Praise God. And even those that were reluctant, hallelujah, in the beginning, still came about being his servant and walking in obedience and doing his will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Some of us have been reluctant in the past as well. Hallelujah. For whatever reason, some just not wanting to walk in obedience, some because we didn't see ourselves worthy or didn't see ourselves able. When God calls us to anything, God equips us. He prepares us. There's a time of preparation. He makes us ready. Hallelujah. If we allow him to. Hallelujah. And then when God makes us ready, we're prepared. Thank you, Jesus. We're prepared, hallelujah, to carry out his will. I'm going to go to Matthew, the 9th chapter. That will be Matthew, the 9th chapter, and the 12th, and we know that Jesus dealt with the Pharisees, don't we? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm going to start with the 9th verse, and that's the 9th chapter of Matthew. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew, hallelujah, sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, follow me. This is what Jesus said to Matthew. And he arose and he followed him. And he came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Why is your master sitting and eating with the publicans and the sinners? Hallelujah. And when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know that God is calling us to the sick? Hallelujah. To those that are without, hallelujah. To those that have need of him, hallelujah. The 13th verse says, but go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful in our journey that we're not just seeking to be around the righteous. Hallelujah. We need to reach out to the sinners. We need to reach out to those that don't know God. Reach out to those that are without. Reach out to those that know nothing about his grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to go to, Luke. Luke, the 17th chapter. And I'm almost finished. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 17. We're going to start with the 17th verse. Okay. And this here, wait a minute. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong chapter. Okay. 17, chapter 17, starting with the 7th verse. Okay. Jesus was here again with his disciples. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I think I've got it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Work
you, Jesus.
On it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
It's all right. It's all right. Take your
all
time,
right.
Apostle. It's all good.
Okay, thank you.
We got plenty of time. Plenty of time.
All right. The seventh verse says, But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird myself and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink? Does he think that the servant, because he did the things that were commanded him, I trow not. Verse 10, so likewise ye, when ye shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do so. Amen. Hallelujah. So what we learn here is that when we do whatever God expects us to do, hallelujah, we are only doing our duty. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. What we are called to do. Hallelujah. And that should be, just like the song, intentional. That should be intentional. Hallelujah. Not expecting anything other than knowing that that's our duty and we're to perform it.
Amen. I like
In
that.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So our compassion will move us to do something. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we must always remember that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. Praise God. He saw fit to save us. He saw fit to spare us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then yet he lets us know that eye has not seen nor ear heard the things which God has prepared. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For those that love him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we love God, we're going to do what God says. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're going to carry out what he gave us to do. We're going to fulfill the purpose. Amen. Well, God bless you. There can always be more and more, but it comes time for a close. I'm going to turn this part of the service back over to Apostle Shirlene Cook, and I pray and hope someone got something out of this. Amen.
Well, I do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You got me fired up, Apostle, as you always do. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because, see, you said a lot this morning. You said a lot this morning, you know. What I heard you say was, if we're going to be serving to God, we must be intentional about our love for God.
Amen.
And we'll be intentional about our love for God by being intentional about our prayer life. By being intentional, by sitting in at the feet of God, and allowing His Holy Spirit to make us and mold us. I heard you say, if you're going to be a servant of God, hallelujah, you got to keep it humble. You got to keep it real, because you're going to be intentional about your love for God's people, and you're going to go before them with humility and compassion. And you're not going to be going within your own stead. You're going to be going by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is going to take order in your steps. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're not going to do it. That's what I heard the apostle say. She said, we're going to go boldly. Hallelujah. Because we're not going in our own strength and our own power. We're going in the power of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we will have that kind of love that will cause us to do something. We will not be ashamed of the gospel. And we will not just give God lip service. We're going to serve God. We're going to show people what Jesus is like. We're going to show people who Jesus is. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, I got a lot out of that. I got a lot out of that,
yeah.
Papa. I want to thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, thank you. Bless the message and the messenger. Hallelujah. Now, in a moment, we're going to give you an opportunity, hallelujah, to give your life to Christ. But before we do that, I would like for Pastor Vanessa Carver, she is a prophetic intercessor. And what that means is this woman of God, hallelujah, hears from God, and she prays according to what should be prayed, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
and not what we want to hear.
Amen.
So, you know, and that's very important, the time for sugarcoating, the time for just allowing people to sit in the sin that they're in. It's been over.
Yes.
She is a prophet.
Amen.
And she is an intercessor. So when she prays, hallelujah, she prays with exactly what we need to hear in order to get in line. So, Pastor Vanessa, would you please come forward? And that will be followed by your praises, if you want to put your praise on it. And then we'll hear from our mighty Bishop Lester Carver. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Vanessa, pray according to the Holy Spirit. Bless you, sister.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, Apostle Cook. Thank you, Apostle Zeta, for that message. You know what God's been dealing with me probably about 2 or 3 months about serving. And understanding the difference between serving and just doing things on autopilot and being detached and checking a box. So there's many things you spoke in the authority of God that needs, over the airways, that needs to be said. And I thank you for that, for being saying it the way that God told you to. But, Father God, I thank you today because I really hear God saying how our discernment needs to be sharper. And it does come from the word of God, knowing him intimately, so we know when we're serving and we know when we're not. I thank you, Lord, today for our hearts being checked and our hearts being tested, because the world is going to be challenged based on what we do. And the Lord gave me this analogy weeks ago about serving. He said sometimes you serve people that don't want you to serve them. They don't want you to.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, today for showing us how to be strong, how to be focused on serving you first, because we are serving people that don't want to hear it, don't want to see it, don't want to be convicted by what we care
about.
So, Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for that you strengthen us and help us to walk in love. And thank you, Lord, today, wherever we're weak, wherever we need to be sharpened, that the word will do that we pray for each other as servants.
Yes.
In our community, as Apostle Zeta said, in our workplace, and all these different places where God said, you don't change hats, you keep the same hat on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Right back. So I thank you, Lord, today that this message is something that our flesh may not like, but our spirit is rejoicing because it's showing us how to be. So, Lord, help us. Help us. Help us, Lord, as we cry out to you in places of earnest, through calling out and not being led by our flesh or somebody else, what somebody else is doing, that we bring down the spirit of comparing and competing, that we begin to take dominion where you have dominion unapologetically, intentionally, with boldness, and learn how to let God help us in areas where we cannot do things. He said he would help us in not to serve. But I thank you, Father God, today that we get out of our own way today.
Come on, pray, sis.
And we allow you to increase in our lives, and that we humbly come to you, because some of us have individual things we need to be praying for in this area, and some of us have things collectively we want to pray. We're serving with other people. We don't want to hinder one another. I thank you, Lord, today for this. Pour back into her, strengthen her, Lord, in every area where she is less than after pouring, that you strengthen, replenish, and energize. I thank you for every soul in God. Lord, that they make
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, if there's anyone within the sound of our voice, you have heard the word, you have heard the truth, and now you are responsible for what you do with it. And right now, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, we came to tell you this morning that we love you just as God loves you. We don't need to know you. We're not here to judge you. But we are here to love on you, and we want to love on you by introducing you to a relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, because he loved you so much that he laid down his life for your sins. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All the acceptance, all the validation, everything that you think that you need, it's already been performed on the cross. It's already been done through the work of Jesus on the cross. We're living in crazy times, and we want you to be connected to the Almighty Source. And the only way that you can get to the Father is through his Son, Jesus, my Lord. And we're just praying right now that if you don't know him, that you would come right now. And it's real simple. You don't have to get all dressed up, or you don't have to wait till you get yourself fixed up. You can just come right now as you are. Humble yourself and just come to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, just tell Jesus, Lord, I'm a sinner, but I repent of my sin. Please forgive me. Come into my life and save me. Lord, make me a servant so that I may be used by you. And I pray it in your holy and righteous name. Amen. And just like that, guess what? Hallelujah. You are in the family of God if you prayed that prayer any kind of way in sincerity. Because he was waiting for you to come. He's been waiting on you to come. And I want you to know that the angels in heaven are rejoicing if just one comes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I believe that more than one is coming today, because that was a powerful message. And before you can be a servant, you must be connected, hallelujah, to the Good Shepherd.
Yes.
To the servant, the one that showed us how to be a servant.
Yes.
And so we want to welcome you to the family of God. And just as Apostle Zeta taught in her message today, we want you to study to show yourselves approved. We want you to go deep in the Word of God. We want you to allow the Holy Spirit to teach you how to pray. We want you to do what Bishop Lester Carver says and build up your inner man by the Holy Spirit so that you might do whatever God tells you to do, whether that be to speak in tongues, whether that be to interpret tongues, whether that be to just serve your neighbor, whether it means you just smile at people as you go down the street, whatever it is.
Amen.
Apostle Zeta has already told you all you have to do is allow God's Holy Spirit to do the work, and you just do the following. So right now, if there's anybody in the house that want to put your praise on it, because that was a beautiful and powerful message. I'm full. I'm full right now. Y'all probably figured that out already. But I'm full right now. If anybody wants to put a praise on it, press your 1. I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. If there is no, there's a lot of people in here today. Lord, hallelujah. Okay. Anyway, back to the work at hand. If anybody does, if you do not have anything and don't want to put a praise on it, we're going to keep it moving right on to the good bishop with his word for the men. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Bishop Carr.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. Before I get to that, I would like to just thank Apostle Zeta for Apostle Flowers for that awesome message. And the takeaway that I had is that duty is what must be done. And that is such a powerful idea, that we begin to embrace the things that God tells us we must do and stop giving ourselves for not doing what is required. And that's going to really, it's going to tie in nicely to this message to the men, because what must be done is what must be done. It's called our duty. And we must be men who establish the kingdom of God intentionally. And there are two scriptures that really speak our of a man of God. And one is in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. And it says, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he who ruleth his spirit is better than the one who conquers the city. And see, we have to be okay with the idea that it is okay to be better than. See, the world would tell you that the idea of being better than is something that is prideful. Whereas when God said you are better when you're slow to anger than one who is mighty, then you are better than one who is mighty if you're slow to anger. And as a man, self-control is one of the fruit of the Spirit that's going to bless you and empower you and position you to do great things for God through humility. And then it says, he who ruleth his spirit is better than the one who conquers the city, the one who captures the city, the one who operates according to his own strength. So we need to seek to be better and then to have a goal that is godly, that we know is godly. So in Proverbs 13:22, God tells us a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children, his grandchildren. You're thinking about people who aren't even born yet. And what you do is preparing a place for them, preparing provision for them before they even arrive. And as men who are establishing the kingdom of God, we want to be that focused on what God has given us to do. I just want to call all the men who are listening to this message in South Korea, in Japan, in Canada, in the United Kingdom, in the United States, in Brazil, in Australia, in Botswana, in Zambia, in Cameroon, in Saudi Arabia, in India, in Thailand, in Vietnam, in the Philippines, in Russia, in Romania, in Italy, in Spain, in France, in Ireland, in Finland, in Germany, in the Netherlands, in Poland, in Hungary, in Norway, in Latvia, and in Fiji.
Yeah.
I just want to call all the men that Spirit Alive ministers to.
Come on, call them to your place
in the kingdom of God and be men who establish the kingdom of God. That's the message for the men this morning. Thank you, Apostle.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord,
yes,
for the man of God.
Glory
and we
to God.
Thank our listeners all over, we thank our listeners,
yes,
all over the world. We love you. We're glad that you listen to us. We know that some of you, you know, you have to go to great lengths to listen to us because it could cost you your very life. But we are glad and we're blessed that you listen to us week after week, day, month after month. So I just praise God for all that we have heard this morning. It was truly a blessing to my soul, and I'm sure that you were blessed also. So if there be nothing else, may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly. Until we meet again, we want you to go in peace. We want you to acknowledge God in all that you do. And from our household to yours, we pray that you be ye transformed. Have a beautiful and blessed Memorial Day. Hallelujah. And we just want you, we just pray that you keep it safe, you keep it kingdom. Hallelujah. And you just come back and see us again. In the name of Jesus, you are dismissed. Everybody in the studio, your microphones are unmuted. So I just want to say God bless you once again to Lee and Terry. I want to thank my auntie,
yeah,
that's in the house. I want to thank Apostle Zeta and the bishop and pastor. I just want to thank all of y'all. I love you so very much. Have a beautiful, blessed rest of your day. Amen. God bless you all. Love you,
Mama.
God bless you.
Love you too, sweetheart. Love you all.